Morning, we're going to say the Chorot Nun Hay, and we saw to the bottom of Nun Dan Lamud Bet. Just a quick recap. We had a machlok with Rav and Shmuel, right? So we were speaking about the 16 meal between the animals in order for them to join. So if it's 32, they don't join, but if it's less than 32, they would join. That's because it was Medayak, right? But then we say 16 joins and not more than that. So the Gemara's like the Gemara meet the Sefer Hayulu Be'emtze. For the Sefer we brought that. Why? Because Hayulu Be'emtze Mevi Umashran Be'emtze V'kama. So how much is it in the middle? Rav said Chamesh Be'kama Chamesh Be'kama. You've got five on either side of that extremity. The Chamesh Be'emtze and five in the middle. Dani Chamesh Chazir Hacha V'Chazir Hacha. So basically, really, when you're standing in the middle, those five in the middle can mashlim to the five on the end to become 10, or to the other end to become 10. So therefore, you join them all together. That's what Rav says. If you've got five on the one extreme of 32 mil, on the other side of 32 mil, another five, and one in the middle, right? It's already good enough to join them all together. Why? Because we look at the shepherd, there's a guy who's standing here. And that is called mone. Okay, mone over here. When we said the word mone, we used the word at the end. Remember, we had that pasuk. Barei Ahar, Barei Ashpela, Barei Hanegev, Barei Binyan, Yisrael Yisraelim, Ubarei Yehuda, Atavon Atzon Al Yedei Mone Amar Hashem. Right. So that's basically the idea over here. That's called mone. Now let's see where our sugya today starts. Okay, so that took up a minute and a half. It was okay. Meitiva. Right. So we got a brighter. Right. The Gemara brings a brighter over here. It's like this. Hayalu Chamesh Bakvar Chananya. V'chamesh b'kvar otani. How do you pronounce it? Utnai, right? So you've got five in one kvar and five in another kvar. So the bride says, ein mitstarfot, you can't join them up, ad shehelo achat b'tzipori, until you've got one in tzipori. Look at Rashi here, the very first Rashi. Not even Rashi. Kvar utni to kvar chananya. Rashi tells shnaim or shloshim mil, 32 mil. It's exactly at the top of the very first Rashi there, right? V'tzipori, okay, mitzar fetan be'emtza. So you got Chananya on the one side, Utni on the other side, and Tzipori in the middle. So now we sit over here. Remember, Rav said 5, 5, 5. Shmuel said 5, 5, and one in the middle. The brightest says he had 5 here, 5 there. He can't join them together to do maser. Ad sheyelo achat b'tzipori. So it seems one in the middle. Who's that like? Shmuel.
Shmuel.
What is this? Tiyuv to the Rav. That's a tiyuv to the Rav. It's a kashyon Rav. How does Rav say 5, 5, 5? The brighter, and Rav's an Amora, remember, right? And Shmuel's, and the brighter's a Tanai. So we've got Tanai source, which says clearly 5, 5, 1.
Are these places the same rooms as today?
Sorry?
These places around today?
Well, Utni, I don't know about Chananya, is Kfar Chananya, you got Kfar Chananya. And Tzipori, you got Tzipori.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what Utni is. You can look up Utni. Is there a note over here at all on Utni?
He's got it here.
No. What's it, what does that stand out?
He's got it sort of distances.
What did he say? Steve Shadows probably have the other.
The village of Ogni was a small settlement on the edge of the Lower Galilee, on the border of the land of the Samaritans.
Yeah. It's
Fadiara. Fadiara? Okay, not far from here. So the southern, okay. So now, how does Shmuel deal with this? Shmuel says, no. Tirgum Shmuel, Aliba Derav. Right? So Gemara says, Tirgum Shmuel. The Hadik Tani, look at Rashi. Hadik Tani, Achat Be'emtza. Right, that love by emtza there, love areisha kai. We're not discussing what we spoke about initially. We said we got 5 here and 5 there, but he's saying it's a different case. Kagon sheyesh lo teisha mikan v'teisha mikan. Then one would be okay. Why? Because we're looking always the middle and extreme should add up to 10. You got 9 then, 1 yeah. That's what Shmuel, that's what that brighter was speaking about.
Yeah.
No. So Shmuel is saying, the Gemara is saying, Tirgama, right? Right? That Shmuel explained that brighter according to Rav. When he was saying that he did 9 on the one or the other. Okay, but it's not a machloket. It's not a machloket. I feel that. Kagon shiyu tash mikan v'tash mikan. V'achat ba'emtza wa dahi chazir ha'acha v'chazir ha'acha. Then it would work as well. So that's not you can't bring from that brighter there a kashya. It's not a kashya. It's different. It's 9 and 1, not 5, 5, 5. Amar Papa says, Ula Shmuel. And as far as Shmuel is concerned, right? Because remember, what is Shmuel's story? Right? Shmuel said that 5, 1, 5 would be even enough, right?
You only need 10,
right? So he said, Ula Shmuel, look at Rashi, the Lord bided to have a emtza it chazil the tzuruf a minyan. You only need the middle one to make it into a minyan. You only need 10. See, he calls the binyan, right? He has the binyan, right? The binyan of Eser. Right, the binyan of Eser. Afiru roe yesh lo dira ba emtze. You see that? Afiru roe mitzarfan. Even the shepherd himself, maybe, says Papa, could add. In other words, you've got five and five, and the shepherd in the middle. And not only the shepherd, if he's got, Rashi says there, Vafiru roe yesh lo dira ba emtze, if the shepherd's house is in the middle. Vain lo shum behemel, sorry, no animals, just him. And he goes even one step further. He said, not even a house. Va'afilu keilav sherem etzafan. Even if he's just got his kelim, his clothes, or whatever the case is, or his something. Mukarashiya monichan munachin b'oto kvar. If he's got like he rents a place there, just to leave his clothes there, you know, during the day, his working clothes. Even that's good enough. Hoyil v'sofox. At the end of that, says Rashi, deroe lemezel hatam mishakle v'karina be'monet. Because he's got to go there anyhow to get his clothes, right? So that's called money. As long as he's basically got some sort of control, for whatever reason, he'll be around in those areas, that's really good enough, and it can join up. By Rashi, Rashi said, Rashi asked a question. Kalavo dero emai. We see in the Mishnah, Kalba dero. Oh, wow. I understand this differently completely yesterday. I was going to say, look at the wow. No, Kedev, okay, I got it. But if you look at Rashi, look at the Mishnah yesterday, we said, Kimelo regil behema. So I thought that it was Kalavo dero emai. Okay, Shkoa. Okay, got it, no problem. Excellent, we can flow with that. Rashi says, Kalba dero, so we've got a shepherd's dog. Makes sense, right? You've got a shepherd has a dog. Kavan de kari leiv ati, lo mitstarfi. Since he's got to call him, okay, it actually makes more sense now than it did to me yesterday. Okay, since he's got to call the dog for him to come, in other words, he's not going there, right? He's not going to the dog. He's going to shout, the dog will come to him. We are whole svaro for saying that the clothes were there in the house or he had a house because ultimately he had to go there where the animals were. Now he doesn't have to go there because call and the dog will come. Or maybe sometimes the dog won't come when he calls him. To go in to fetch him. So would the dog be included or not? Teiku, that's a teiku. Okay, I don't think it makes much more sense than this yesterday morning. Bruchat, I'm not calling you around. Tell you after it. Okay. You mean it's too obvious not to do it the other way, right? I'll tell you after this. Rabbi Meir Omer, so now in the Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir Omer, Hayarden Mafsik Lamasi Behemet. The Yarden, the River Jordan, was he saw Yom Noam came here and showed me a thing about Yarchi. We'll see in a second. There's this long toss with Avia, and Yarden, and then he bait Yericho Lamate. You see this long toss with Avia? Long toss tries to work out where exactly this whole place is. So, like this, so Rabbi Meir says that the Yarden is Mafsik Lamasi. In other words, if you've got an animal on this side and that side, they don't join. And we saw in the Mishnah yesterday. Rabbi says like this. When we marry the halacha, lo shanu ele she'ein sham gesher. That's not in the bridge. Aval yesham gesher mitzarfan. What do we don't care about? In other words, what he's saying over here is that Rabbi Ami, there's nothing inherent about the Jordan River. It's just that it's a river, and you can't get from one side to the other. You got a bridge, so not a problem, right? Alma. So therefore, he says gesher mitzarfan. Therefore, what's the gemara? Alma. What was the svara? Mishum de lo mikarvanu. Right, halara. Right, because he's not going to join. He just can't join one to the other. Right? Look at Rashi over there. Lo mikarvan, she'en yechol nelech, zoel tzelzu. Lo habayimot v'lo roi. Neither the shepherd, neither the animals. And therefore, it's a physical obstruction. It's just purely something which... No, nothing inherent about the Jordan. Good morning, Zabrach. The meiti vei. Hayu lo bishnei evre hayardein, eilach v'eilach. He had animals on either side of the Jordan, one side and the other side. Or bishnei avtilaot. Look at Rashi. What's avtilaot? He says they are contrary. Shnei afarchiot, two afarchiot. Ubemalchut echadi, one kingdom. If you look down here quickly, Rabbi Gershom. Right. Look at Rabbi Gershom. He says avtaliot krachim gedolim, big cities. Basically, cities in the same jurisdiction. So you got like the same municipal jurisdiction, whatever. Okay, mechuzot. Right. Ubeshnei avtaliot. Kagon shel namar v'nimuri. Okay, the Rashi says, Yashnei Avtali Tivtaliot. These are two big cities. And we've started with the don't join. Afal Gav the Smuchot Zulazul, Bemil Echa. They're close enough, like Talmud and Kadima. Right? It's definitely a mill, basically, between them. It's about a kilometer between the two. They wouldn't join. Why? Because they're jurisdictions. Right? So the Gemara's Kashi over here is, we say, according to Ami, what's the problem with the Jordan? The Jordan is not the river itself, just because it isn't a bridge. Oh, there's a bridge, it would work. So the Gemara, the brightest says, wait a second. The Bible says, yeah, on two sides of the Jordan, or in two different cities, aim at starving. And he said like this, Ve'ein tzarich lomar chutz in Eretz V'aretz. We don't need to go to chutz in Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you go to, for example, to Lebanon, there's no border. You go to Syria, even, across the Golan Heights. There's no river. There's no border. It's just a line, right? There's a notional marking. And that's your imaginative border. So he says, oh, yeah, even you have to go so far as the chutz in Eretz. The Gemara says, Vah, chutz in Eretz, V'aretz, kamakom sheesh gesher dami. See, this is the diuk. Chutz in Eretz is like a bridge. Because really, there's no river separating them. Uketani lo mitstarfin. And we see that they still don't join. So this is a kashya on Rabbi Ami. Because Rabbi Ami said, it's not the Jordan that's the problem. It's that there's a physical problem. The Brahma seems to say, no. Even when there's no physical problem, the jurisdictions create separate entities which don't allow you to join. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So Ella, the Gemara seems to say, you're right. Ella Amrav Chiyabar Abba Amrav Yochanan. Hainu Tam Rebbe. So when Ami tries to explain, Meir is saying it's just a physical problem. Rabbi Chiyabar Abba says no. And then Rabbi Yochanan. What is Rabbi Meir's reason? Damar Kra. Because it's a pasuk. And the pasuk says, Vahayarden Yigboloto Lifat Kedma. Right, the Jordan basically causes a border to the east. Zot Nachalat Bnei Binyamin, Likvulotea. Binyamin is on the other side. Saviv leMishpachotam around their families. So we see that the Jordan, according to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, is not that it's a river that hasn't got a bridge, but it's the Jordan. The Jordan itself is a gvul. So he says, right, Hayarden Yigvul Otoni Pekam. Dichtiv. Look at Rashi there. Hayarden Yigvul. So Yaden Yigvol Oto Besef Yeshua Bigvul Echad Mina Shvatim. So one of the borders of one of the Shvatim, right? Kakatuv Asal Gvul Bibne Atzmo. So we see over there. That's the reason why Rabbi Meir said the Yaden is Mafsik, because the Jordan River is what makes it into a border. Gemara says, wait a second, Elemata. If that's the case, right? Let's look at Rashi quickly. Elemata. If you're telling me Kol Echad Dichtiv Benachal Shvatim V'Tar Hagvul. Right, so you see a certain lashon in the psukim used, like vatara gvul, va'alaha gvul, right? That these borders are defined, or that the borders appear. So it says, does that mean every time we say gvul, gvul, that's a gvul, that's a border, that you can't join? Look at Rashi here. The shita adds in the word hecha. So everywhere we've got written b'nachrashvati with regard to the tribes, vatara gvul, hachinami, the whole shevet, b'shevet, gvul b'vne atzmo. Each one doesn't join. In other words, like each shevet is like what we call there, that avtilaot. V'miyeshlo b'nachrat shevet zil, b'nachrat shevet, the shepherd or the owner of the sheep, he's got a deer over there and a deer over there, right? Ein mitstarfin, they don't join. It was with such a situation. If you're going that way, then you're saying that there's now two situations. It's either 16 mil or a border. Right? Even if it's in a border, like we saw there, even 1 mil between the two different places. See, Rashi puts in the question there. He says, so why do we need to go even to say, don't even ask about chutzlaretz et Yisrael? Obviously, chutzlaretz Yisrael is not a problem. If within the Shvatim, it's already a problem. We have to think about chutzlaretz. What's it? Shani Atam. There's different. Why? Tamar Kra. Because the pasuk specifically says, "Zoti elachem haaretz ligvuloteha." Right? Eretz Yisrael, right, is specific. It's haaretz ligvuloteha. Look at Rashi. Zoti elachem laachar shemban'an kulan asa'ua eretz achat. So we count the different Shvatim. At the end of the day, we've got now Eretz Yisrael. So that's why we had to make this distinction. Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is one border. Even within Eretz Yisrael itself, they're still separate borders. Right? He says, Kula Eretz Yisrael Gvul Echad. So he says, wait a second. Yarden Nami. So now I understand. If you tell me Eretz Yisrael is one Gvul, so haven't we got the Yarden in the middle of Eretz Yisrael? Because we've got Shvatim on both sides of the Jordan, right? Right, echad he iach yarden. I mean, look at the Rabbi Gershom. Rabbi Gershom says over here, if you look at in line with the very last line of Rashi, which is the very last line of Rashi, the second last line of Rashi, there it says iach yarden nami meeretz Yisrael he velo yafsik. Jordan's part of it, Israel. Should it make him afsik? If we see the whole of country is one thing, or is it not? Not the whole of the Jordan. Not the whole of the Eastern Jordan, but there's that whole part where the 2.5 tribes lived.
North.
But they were on the Jordan. So that part of the Jordan then shouldn't separate.
That part of the Jordan.
maybe that part only. So what says now? Eretz v'lo Yarden. What's the answer here? Look at Rashi. Eretz ketiv b'kra. Zot yelachem Eretz l'gvulotea. The Eretz chashiv chad v'lo gvulot Yarden. Okay, so it seems to imply that when we say that Eretz is one, it's Eretz basically inside the Jordan. Okay, not including the Jordan. Honestly, I'm not 100% sure why that is the case. Right, be honest with you, I'm not 100%. If you look at Rabbi Gershom over there, says in Mishum Diyarden, he says, Ihach Yarden, Amim Etishati below Biyafsik, Bishlom. Okay, the next part of the Gemara. He wants it like this, okay. So now basically we've got two opinions here. We've got Rabbi Ami, right, and he says the Jordan is just a physical barrier. We've got Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava, who says the Jordan is halachically a border. So Gemara says like this, Bishlom and Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava, that's the one who says it's halachically a border, right? Look at Rashi in Rabbi Gershom there at the end of the Rabbi Gershom. They says Bishlom in extension. Now that's very lost on the Rashi. Bishlom and Rabbi Chiya Amar Mishum Hayarden Ikri Gvul called the border. Hayu Diktani Hayarden Mafsik. Okay, so he says that's why the Jordan is something which separates Hayarden. And Rabbi Ami, but as far as Rabbi Ami is concerned, right? That said it simply. Look at Rashi. The Amar Mishum De Merchaku. Because it's a physical problem, he can't get there, right? So then, litni nehula chula naharot. Shouldn't make a difference, Jordan, not a Jordan, any river. From now on, it should be any place as a river. If a farmer's got a farm, he's breeding animals on different sides of the river should, as far as Ami is concerned, it shouldn't be able to join, correct? It's a good question. Right? So now, if you ask me, I think that's the end of the sugya. You get better girls with Rabbi Ami, the Amma Mishum, the law Mikravinhu, litni kol nahar, stam mafsik. Okay. So that seems to be the end of the sugya over there between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Chiya. That if we say Rabbi Ami, so just because it's physical boundary, it should be any river. If it's called Rabbi Chiya, but other, it's because the Jordan itself is halachically a boundary and it wouldn't affect other rivers. Okay. No. According to Rabbi Ami, no. According to Rabbi Ami, right, it's because there isn't a gesher. Therefore, if there is a gesher, it won't be a border. According to Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava, even if there is a gesher, it's still a border.
Now this is where I got a little bit stuck. Because according to the Bach, he seems to make this as part of the previous sugya, right? Where I think it could, because the Bach says like this, let no lekule naharot Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava nami leime ketnai. See that? So Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava nami leime ketnai. So he says, then you learn it like this. On Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava, right, hainu diktani, right, Yardain, Ami Litnu Lukhul Naharot. And then he says, Ul Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava, right? Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava is the one who says that the reason is because it's written in the Pasuk, then he would say that it's a Knai, it's actually a Machloket Tanaim. What's a Machloket Tanaim? Right? Ki Atem Ovrim Et HaYarden Arza Kanaan. The Pasuk there, right, comes from Bamidbar. The Rebbe Neshav Marat Lehem, Ki Atem Ovrim Et HaYarden El Eretz Kanaan, Arza Eretz Kanaan. So you're passing over the Jordan to go into Arz Eretz Kanaan. V'lo hayarden Eretz Kanaan. Arz Eretz Kanaan. Right? The land Eretz Kanaan. V'lo hayarden Eretz Kanaan. Dear Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. That is one side of the Machloket Tanaim. Does that make sense how it's been until now? V'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Remember what Shimon ben Yochai say? Harei hu omer. Right? The next passage that he quotes over there is Shnei hamatot v'chetzi hamate. 2.5 tribes. Lakhu nachlata me'ever la'yarden yericho ked b'mizracha. Me'ever yarden yericho ked b'mizracha. My yericho eretz Kanaan. Af yarden eretz Kanaan. You see that? So they even according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava, you would say that's a machloket Kanaan, a machloket Tanaim. Is the Yarden part of Eretz Yisrael? Or isn't the Yarden part of Eretz Yisrael?
Okay.
Maybe machloket Tanaim. Right, that seems to be the story. There the Bach again says Eretz Kanaan, and look how the Bach ends off there. Look at the Bach, everybody, please, even though you don't know, look at that Agoda Bach. It's in the inside column there, Bet. Agoda Bach, Bet. Mm-hmm. What does he add in the last line?
Shem. Af Yarden Eretz Kanaan.
Kashya. So we got a question over here, right? Machloket Tanaim, right? Afyar Erknaan Kashia. And that's how the sugya ends. It's going to the Bach, it's a Kashia over here. What is the story? Would it be part of, would it be part of? Kashia. End off over there. Now, Gemara now on the back of that brings a new sugya. Amar Rabbi Amar Yochanan. Ein Yarden Ela mi Beit Yericho Ulamata. So now we're asking the question here, Robert. Here comes your question. You see, when we spoke about that the tribes live on both sides of the Yarden. So where's the Yarden? Now, in our minds, the Yarden basically goes from the Banyas, basically, right? Mm-hmm. All the way down to Chatzbani joins up. You know, I sent you all yesterday. You see that? I WhatsApped you all yesterday a map. I sent you all to the Daf Yomi because of WhatsApp. Yeah, I sent it to you. Open it up for half a second. Right? So if you open it up, it's a Wikipedia. The reason I got there was because you'll see in a second that the Gemara here quotes a river and it says, B'yama shel Sivchi.
Yeah.
And I never knew what in the world is Yama shel Sivchi, the Sea of Sivchi. So I Googled Sivchi and comes up the Chula. Now, you know the Chula Valley today? That's right, by there, by Chula, right? Opposite Rosh, near Rosh, Anik, Rosh Pina. So the Chula today is hardly a river. But they dried up the swamps. So they said that they dried up all the swamps there. But now they're busy trying to irrigate that, rewater that, fill that place with water. Because they realized that it wasn't so good for conservation. But if you look in the what I sent you, if you scroll down, you'll see a map. And there's a map over there of before the Yibush HaChule in 1951. So before the Chula was dried out in 1951, look at the map there, you'll see you've got the Sneer, the Dan, and the Hermon. Okay? Those three rivers all form to join the Yarden River. And you'll see the Yarden River, and it had another tributary, basically goes into the Chula. And look at the size of that Chula. That Chula was 17 and a half square kilometers. A proper river, a proper lake. 17 and a half square kilometers. 17.5 kilometer Ravua. And then the river Jordan went down into the Kinneret. And then it came out of the Kinneret and it goes down towards Yam HaMelech. Okay? And if you look coming into the Jordan on the bottom, you've got there the Yarmouk coming down at the bottom. No, I saw that afterwards, but this map is, I work on this page. When I turned over to get to Amud Bet, I saw this, but to be honest with you, you can't really see on this map over here the Lake Achula, right? It's got the Yamashil Sifchi and it says there Chula, but it's pretty little, but I only saw that. I already finished this Amud and I turned over, right? Yeah, you see that? Yeah, and there's a couple of names there of what it's called there. I thought it was just nice, pretty interesting, yeah, what it is, right? And you look at the pictures of this place. Geshe ala gam chula. You see that? You see that? The bridge running across there. And look at the size of the Glil v'yam chula mitoch sidrata tzalame avir shel Zoltan, 1938. Look at the size of this thing. It's huge, right? So anyhow, so now, that's the one thing I wanted to show you. And then... let's carry on over there. So the bride is like this. Now we're trying to work out this river Jordan. What are we speaking about? The Jordan is from Beit Yericho Lamata. Now we know Yericho, right? We know Yericho is basically if you're driving to Yam HaMelech, if you go from Male Adumim and you go down, right? If you go on that road, Jerusalem road down, you turn left to go up to go to Jericho, right? Let's look at Rashi. Whatever's above Yericho is not the Jordan. The Batel Chashivuto, it's basically loses significance. Because it's mixed up in all the big rivers, the big seas. Now the Yamim Gedolim is the Kinneret and the Chula. Every Yam HaTichon. Where's the Yam HaTichon from the Yagan? We'll see that. We'll see that in a second. So the Gemara wants to know like this. The Gemara wants to know the problem. There's a technical problem with that. because the Dead Sea is about 400 meters below sea level. Very difficult for water to go from 400 meters below sea level to sea level.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't seem to work. Okay?
There's
a problem with that.
I'm
a farshim itanim bezeh, derech agav, ze lo ani.
Okay.
So now, in the Bible, let's say, what do we care? What do we care? Because Eli Miller not there. Maybe a guy who makes a neder. And what's the neder? Da noder mina yardain. If you make a neder, not any hanar from the yardain. So yehe mutal yishtot mi yericho lamala. You can then drink the water above because that's not called the yardain anymore. Now, obviously, Yericho on the map is not what we show you. There's a Beit Yarcho, which is a town beneath, and the original tributary of the Nile Yarden was higher. We're not getting all the geography now, right? So the Gemara says it can't be that. Why can't it be the Noder? Because Allah Chalashom Ben Adam. We go after Lashon Ben Adam, where people, the colloquialism, people say the Jordan River, they mean the Jordan River. They don't say the Jordan River exactly the particular spot. The Jordan, that's called the Jordan. Therefore, anywhere that you call it the Jordan would be asher for you. So what's the nafkamina of where this, what the Jordan is? Not before Maser Behema. If you've got animals on either side of the river, then according to Rabbi Meir, the way that Rabbi Ami explained it, the Jordan is the Gvul. Therefore, the Jordan would be the Gvul. Yeah. It would depend where on the Jordan it would be. Tani Mechad Abraita as well. Tani Meachi. Yarden Yotsemi Marat Pamias. Pronounce that correctly? Right. The Pamias is Banyas. Right? It's the same thing, I think, right? Pamias is Banyas. Right. Not Banyas. Pamias, right? From where? Pamias. From me, Marat Pamias. Right, look at right. V'umahalech b'yamashel Sifki. You see that? And it goes down the road into the sea of Sifki, which now we know is the Chula. U'b'yamashel Tveria. That's the Kinneret. Right? U'b'yamashel Zdom. That's the Dead Sea. Right, I'm assuming that's a Dead Sea, eh? Yamashel Zdom. V'holech v'nofer le'yam ha'gadol. And from there it goes into the Yam ha'gadol, into the Mediterranean now. And let's be honest, that's a hell of a difficult one, right?
Your film was based Pamias and Banyas. והפמיאס אני קרא היום בניאס על פי המבטא הערבי שפה ובית מתחלפים.
Right, I'm going to say that, okay. Right, ואין יארדן מבית יריחו למטה. And the yardain is only from where? From Beit Yericho ulamata. I'm like Rabbi Yochanan. Lama nikrash. So now that's okay. That's all that. The Gemara says now. I'm like Lama nikrash Shemo Yardain. Why is it called the Yardain? She already me done. That's the first answer. Right? She already me done. Look at Rashi, Shem Makom. Dan. We know what Dan is, right? Amr Ravashi says him, Atun you, he says, Atem midukia de Shem Yarden, Matni, you know from the Duke in the name Yarden, of Dan. Atun mihata matnitlu, Anan mihacha matnitlu. Where do we learn it from? We've got a pasuk that says, Vayikrulo le leshem Dan. They called Leshem Dan, B'shem Dan, on the name of their father Dan, from the tribe of Dan. Rabbi Yitzchak, Leshem Zu Pamias. And Rabbi Yitzchak says that Leshem, they called Leshem Dan, and what's Dan? Dan is Pamias, Abanias, Dan, Leshem, all the same thing, and that's the River Jordan comes from, gets his name. V'tanya, we've got a brighter, Yotzei Yardem Yimarat Pamias. The brighter says it comes out of Pamias. All right? So therefore, look at Rashi, if it comes out of Pamias, and Pamias is Dan, and Dan is Leshem, so therefore Rashi says, Alma midan ati, it comes from Dan. Okay, Pamias Dan Leshem, all three same places, comes out of Dan. And bottom line is they say you read me Dan, we say from Pamias and Leshem, the bottom line is the same story. Amrav Khan is Zichute, the Yarden, Zichute, right? Zichute, like the masculinity of the Jordan, right? That's the terminology. Look at Rashi, yeah? What does it mean, Zichute the Yarden? Ikarosh el Yarden, right? The main source of the Jordan, right? What's it, right? Mimarat Pamias. Comes out of Pamias. It was Hechad Amar Lo Shatina Mayim at Pamias. Now, again, he says, now, because we know it comes from Pamias, if a person makes a neder and he says, I'm not going to drink any water from that Pamias, it's Alei Bechule Yardina. He makes one that if I can't drink water from Pamias, the whole Jordan is actually why? Because all the Jordan comes out of the Pamias. Then the Gemara says, Yichutad Adama Kavda. Same thing, the source of the blood. Right, look at Rashi. The dama ikar hadam have kaved comes from the liver. Can Rabbi Yitzchak or Dam Rabbi Yitzchak kaved sheni moach? If you've got a crushed liver, right, metame bereviit. What does it mean? Becomes tame beohel. If you've got it in a room, bereviit. Right, reviit is to write dam hamet. So a dead body, if it's got a reviit of blood, that's already enough to be metame. So to a crushed livers. Right, if it's got a reviit of it, will be tame because basically it's all made up of blood. Now the Gemara goes on, Zichut de Damia, The zichut of the Maya Prat, the source of all waters in the world, come from Prat.
Uh-huh.
Now we know Prat Chidekel, those were the rivers in the Garden of Eden, right? What was it? There was Prat Chidekel. What was the other three?
Prat Chidekel.
Prat Chidekel. There was a third one, wasn't there? I remember. Was it the three rivers? Dizahav, maybe. I think there were three rivers in the thing. I think. I remember Prat Chidekel. I don't know what that two were. Maybe you can find a note there. Okay. So as you go to the Maya Prat, it says the source of all waters is Prat. Why? Amrav Yura Amrav Hanoder Mimei Prat. Person makes an area not to any Hanar from the waters of Prat. Asur b'cho meimotche ba'olam. Right, look at Rashi there. Lo shatin meimei prat. Mayim anikrim prat. Waters in a corporate. V'kame v'halach achar l'shom b'nedav. We go after the person. Ta'adam anoder ein dato ele achar shem shu ragi likro l'oto makom. Okay, see, it's a little differently. Right. Ta'amar v'yur amar rav hanoder meimei prat. Okay, hey chidami, how's it work? Idam v'amar lo shatin meimei prat. So this is the Rashi which we saw a second ago by mistake, right? If we're going to say, I won't drink the waters of prat, so may prat lo shatin, and he only can't drink the waters from prat. But he can drink the others, and that's what Rashi said, because at the end of the day, we go after the colloquialism. People don't call water, if the water in your tap, you don't say, this is Mimei Prat. Mm. Right? Mimei Prat is from a particular river. And the Amar, he says, you're right, the Amar lo shatin mimayim da atu mi prat. If I don't drink water that comes from prat, then you can't drink any water, because all waters come from prat. The Amar viewed the Amar Rav, kol ha-naharot lamata mishalosh naharot, all the rivers that are beneath the three rivers, right? Right. Once we'll see Rashi in a second. V'shlosha naharot lematri prat. All those three rivers basically come out of prat. Look at Rashi. Kol naharot shebaolam lemata migimul naharot midekel upishon. Ah, here we are. Rashi says it. Upishon vegichon. Okay, that's onto what they're talking about now. Because they're not. You've got chidekel, upishon, gichon. Shekol naharot shebaolam by mihem, and those three come from prat.
Ah, okay.
Those three come from Prat, right? Okay. They're not the ones I was thinking of. That is there a diagram of that? No diagram. Okay, so that's what he says. Those all come from Prat. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever been to the Rockies in Canada. If you go to the Rockies in Canada, there's a certain area where they actually show you that, like, the vast majority of the water in North America comes from the Rockies. You know, that comes basically from those what they call what's it called? Those big layers of ice, what are they called?
Glaciers.
Those glaciers, right, the glaciers. And they've tracked water in Cape Town. The source of the water in the sea, in the Indian Ocean, actually comes from glaciers in the Rockies in Canada. So it's not unthinkable that water can have like a major source and travel all around. They actually show you, there's like these big readings, they show you like how the water distributes. And where it goes to, and a portion of that water actually ends up in Cape Town, in the Atlantic Ocean. So it's quite incredible the way that the water moves. Okay, we got the picture. Right? So those are the four. Are these the ones? Right. So that's Pishon, Gichon, and Chidekel. Right, those are the three. And the Gemara says that all of them come from Prat. Okay, so these are the four rivers in the thing. Okay, Shkoa. So now the Gemara says, "Va'ika," but wait a second. Ha'ika. He says, "Einata de Midlayin, the Middalian." Is probably the right way to pronounce it. Right, the Middalian. Right. Look at Rashi. Inata de midalian, enot hamayim hanovot baharim ramim, vehenu havu gvohim miprat, vehichat miprat. He said, wait a second, you got these other sources of water, like come out of the ground, what do you call it? Spring, like springs that are above the Nachal Prat, higher up in the mountains or in the areas. How can they come from Prat? Like we said a second ago, a bit of water to climb 400 meters, right? So Amar Abishar Shia, Henu sulamei de pratinu. They actually work like a. In other words, drilling works on pressure. We know that, right? That the water sort of fits in, etc. Right? Sulamei prat. Look at Rashi says, "I'm mekalchin tachet akarka volin beharim kamo sulam." They come out of the mountains like rivers. Okay, remember, ha'ketiv v'hanar harvihu prat. Here, Steve, that's what you read over here. Yeah. The fourth river is Prat. And we said that Prat is basically like the ultimate source. All that three come out of Prat. And yeah, the Torah calls the fourth river Prat. there's a pasuk that you read, right? The pasuk is V'shem anar shlishi chidekel hu aulech kidmat ashur v'anar harivi hu prat, and the fourth river is prat, right? So how can it be? Amar Nachman Yitzchak v'itam Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov hu prat de meikara. He says that is it's prat from its source. Look at Rashi hu prat de meikara hu prat haniska lemala v'nahar yotze menu v'chulei shehashlosha nifredin mimenu. The fourth one is really the first one. And the fourth river is where all the other three come out of. Okay. Tari Meir Omer, Yuval Shemo. So we got a brighter. Right? Meir says, Yuval Shemo. Right? What does it mean, Yuval? Look at Rashi over here. Yuval Shemo, Shel Prat. Right? Yuval is the name of Prat. Prat is called Yuval. And it says, Eval Yuval Shalach Shorashav. And it quotes, it says, right, it sends out these, and the Yuval sends out its roots. It says, "Ve'etz haChayim meGan Eden hu," and "Etz haChayim" it was within Gan Eden. Uprat hu amashke Gan Eden. The prat is one that feeds Gan Eden. Okay, we have to understand exactly what's going on. This tree was sitting firmly on water. Al Yuval yishlach shavet on the Yuval. It sent out its roots, and what's the roots there? The roots was prat. So the word says, "Ve'lamini krash mo prat." Why is it called prat? Shemeimav parim veravim. Okay, it's a play on the words of pruvu of being fruitful and multiply. I think the Mishnah Shat Efti changes that word. They look at the Aleph there, Veravim. Right, yeah, Parim Veravim. So he says there, Rashi, Parim Veravim, She Gadal Verava Belo Shum Matar. Doesn't need rain. Right? It grows on its own. In other words, it swells on its own, like the Nile River, exactly. Now look at this interesting one over here. It says over here, this helps Shmuel. Da'ama Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Focus on the code. At the end of the machlok, there's going to be a steer between this. Da'ama Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Nahara, right? Says over there, Nahara michipe mivrich. We've actually seen this Gemara before. We've seen this Lashon before. It says, Nahara michipe mivrich. What is chipe? Look at the Mishul HaShas for a second. Shilom HaKubetz et bet. Michipe sayayin ba'aruch erich kaf. Right, kaflak from the palm. Right, what does he mean? But look at here, Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, it's in the middle of the wide lines of Tosfot. You see Rabbeinu Gershom there. He says, "Parin veravin shemit gavrin beyoter," basically overflows. And he says, "Yeah, michipe mit barech." What does it mean? Migdotav hu mit barech, from the banks, from its own banks. In other words, the water comes out of the ground on the sides. Shehu mit gadel lo mi geshamim, not from rain, velo mi mayo not, and not from spring water, ele me atzmo, on its own. Now exactly how this happens, I don't know. I'm not sure how the geography of the story works, but he says that's basically what Shmuel's saying, that the Nahar Prat is a Nahar which is independent of its own, and the water grows on itself. And he says, yeah, upliga de Rav, and yeah, Shmuel is cholek on Rav. What? The Amrav, Ami Amrav, because Ami says the name of Rav. Mitra b'ma'arava sahada rabba prat. When there's rain in the west, right? Where's the west? Eretz Israel.
Okay.
Right? What gives us testimony? What's the greatest witness to rain in the west? The river Prat. When there's lots of rains, the river Prat overflows. So now we see what's the source, according to Rav, of the river Prat. Rain. And Shmuel said that the source of the river is from its own. Not from my or not.
Mechorot,
right? From its own. So this is a machloket between Rav and Shmuel. Now look at this. Gemara is a famous Gemara, by the way, from Masechet Nida. This is like a makor in Hilchot Nida of understanding. A little bit of Hilchot Nida. Have you done Hilchot Nida? Right? It's like this, right? It says, Avoid Shmuel, Shmuel's father, for his daughters, right? Used to go down to the mikveh to go to for when they were nidot, right? He says, "Avid lehu levanatei for his daughters, mikveh beyome Nisan." In the Nisan, right? He made them a mikvaot, right? Now Nisan umetzape beyome Tishrei, and in Tishrei he would spread out like mats on the water in the river. So basically. In Nisan months, right? Where there's rainy months, right? Yeah. Nisan is rainy period, right? There's rain in Nisan. You know, before Pesach it's always rainy, right? Purim is snowing even, yeah. And then it becomes rain. There's rain. So in the rainy months, he made them a mikvah. In the summer months, when there wasn't rain, they used the river,
okay.
Right? So good Rashi, the Gemara carries on and says now, right? Mikveh b'yomei Nisan. Why did he make a mikveh in the Nisan in the winter, the rainy months? Savar lakarav. He held like Rav. Da'amarav, ami amarav, mitra b'marav sahada. What fills up the rivers in the winter? The rain. Right? Mitra b'marav sahada rav prat. Prat's our greatest testimony of the rain because it fills up. So what was his concern in the winter months? Why did he make them a mikveh separately? Shema yirbu notfin ala zochalin v'havaleu mei geshamim ruva. Okay, little too short didn't have Hilchot Mikveh. We won't go into the whole story here. But a mikveh, you can use rainwater. Not a problem, right? Just can't use drawn water. But rainwater is only good when it is accumulated in a mikveh, in a bore.
Okay.
Right? When it's standing. I mean, so, at least 40, right? That's a joke. But when rainwater is zochel, flowing, so then it can't, no good. Flowing rainwater comes as a mikveh. Spring water, a mayan chai, can be zochalin. Okay, can flow. So if you've got a spring, if you've got a natural spring, okay, and it's particular for a zav and a zav, we're very makpid on a zav that you want mayim chayim. So mayim chayim can be a spring. Spring water can flow. So if you've got a small spring in your backyard and the water flows, you can go into the mikveh even when the water's running down. Right? And a river, if you assume that the source of a river is a spring, so therefore the river water flowing is a spring water flowing, is not a problem. Rainwater which falls in the area and then flows down, you can't use that.
But rain falls on a river.
Ah, got a problem. So that's exactly why. In the winter months, he didn't want to use the river. Because look at Rashi, a little bit more complicated. He says over there, look at Rashi, Mikveh B'yamin Nisan, Mikveh Mayim Chayim Novim Babait v'lo haya menichan litbol b'naharot, right? He did it, basically mikveh mayim chayim novim, right? Spring water is good at home, and he never let them tovel in the rivers. Shebiyamota geshamim, because in the winter months yardu geshamim harbe, lots of rain would fall. V'chayish, what was his concern? Sheme yirbu mayim shenotfim, the rainwater me'avim from clouds. The majority of the river now would be rainwater from the clouds. Sheheim zochalim, and now it's flowing rainwater. Delo chazunim, which is not raw, it's not fit to be a kosher mikveh for him. Why? Mishum dehavulehu safek zavot. He was concerned that today a nida, where we machmi with a nida like a zava, right? And therefore a zav needs mayim chayim, and therefore if there were safek zavot, then mayim chayim is necessary and can't use flowing rainwater. Only spring water you can. If the river is now more rainwater than spring water, so you're in rainwater that's flowing, which isn't kosher for a zava.
Okay?
Ubezav kativ mayim chayim. Let's go another lashon achor minat that one. That's fine. And then in the summer months, right, when there wasn't rain, umetzape b'yom etishrei. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Umetzape b'yom etishrei, kishayu tovlot b'nahar b'yom etishrei. There wasn't a problem with no rain, so now we're assuming that the water is not a problem. It's spring water, and spring water is fine flowing. So why did he put down the mats? He had another problem. He was a brisker, right? He was a very particular, this guy. He was always nervous, obviously, right? Haya oseh lehem amachatzalot shel kali. We put down these like straw mats on the floor. Shekorin klosh. Umashlicha letoch ha'mayim. He threw him to the river. V'omdot lehem, stand on them. V'toin en toivel. Why? Lefish v'mei tishrei. In the tishrei time, yesh titrach b'naharot etzel svatam. There's clay, wet clay at the bottom of the water. V'choshesh shema yaleh tit lemala araglehen v'yechotzetz. He was worried that the tit would basically be a chatzitz, the whole body wouldn't be. They're very particular. So in the summer, he had used the river, but he would put down mats. And in the winter, he built a mikveh at home because he was scared about the zochalim. But now, what do we see, Abi, according to Shmuel's father? That he held like Rav. That where does the river Prat get its water from? From rain. And Shmuel said, no, the water comes from the river itself. There's no worried about rainwater. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Upliga didai adidai. Now, I think that what's going on over here, if you look at the Shita Mekubetzet, right, the Shita Mekubetzet changes the Upliga didai adidai. He says, Upliga de Shmuel adeshmuel. The difference between Shmuel and Shmuel. Now that can be, Rashi says, Upliga didai adidai. and he says klomar pigdash when Shmuel. The shita changes the Gemara, right, completely, and says not Rashi says didai didai means Shmuel Shmuel. He says take out didai didai and put in Shmuel. Now I think that's a machloket gish. I'll tell you why. Look over here. The we could play pigdash didai didai could be Shmuel on Shmuel, and what's the two different Shmuels? Because there's a Shmuel coming up now which argues with another Shmuel. It could be also pligged that day, pligged Shmuel on his father, which might be okay, but maybe it's just not okay. Now look at the Shmuel. Amar Shmuel ein hamayim, right? The Gota Bacha over there says mitharim, not nitharim, mitaharim. Ein hamayim, water doesn't mitaher bezochalin, right? Which you can't use running water to mitaher. Ela prat beyome tishrei. Other than Prat in Tishrei months. What's in Tishrei months? There's no rain. So in the Tishrei months, the river is mainly spring water. It's not a problem. So what is Shmuel telling us over here? In the Tishrei months, it's not a problem. Ah, in the winter months, it is a problem. So what's Shmuel's source of the water in the winter months? The rain. And yet Shmuel said earlier on, Shmuel said, Naharu michipe mivrich. It fills up on its own from the banks, not from the rain. Between the two of them. Okay, that's how the Gemara ends off. Okay, quickly, let's do this quickly. Mishnah, we've got 2 minutes. Let's finish off. Halakoach. All the Mefarshim changed that to Halakoach.
Okay.
Right? The Hagota Bach and the Shlema Kubetzek. What?
Not art scroll.
Okay, but.
There's four letters on that word.
Right, there's the Bet of Hagota Bach, there's the Gimel del Mesul HaShas, there's the Aleph is the Halocha, and there's the Dalet of the Shittim Kubetzet. Okay, if you look at the Agola Bach and the Shittim Kubetzet, both change it to Halakoach, which makes more sense. Halakoach is the one who buys it, what?
And then there's
Oscar. Okay. Halakoach, right? So either the person who buys the animal, or Shini Tana Matana, or person who receives the animal Matana, Patu Mimaser Behema.
They Patu Mimaser Behema. Matana is Kmo
Lakoach. Right, what?
Customer is always right.
Customer is always right, yeah. So what's the minhag? I mean, where do you know that the lakoach or the guy gets to give his patur? Amar Rav Kana, Amar Kra, says bechor banecha titendi, you bechor of your children give me. Kain taaseh leshochalu tunecha. So you should do to your sheep, to your oxen and your flock. Says yeah, ma banecha. What is banecha? So it says ma banecha, ein belakoach u'matana, right? Which is basically. Not your it's law and all do. Only ones that are born by you. Okay, we're in a family.